Okay, welcome to November 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. You see, one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So yeah, history is important, folks. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you thought about today's program. Be sure to hit the like button when you're on there, too. And now on to today's program.
Truman announces the state of Israel, plus some serious copper news with Bingham Canyon Mine. Hot chili news as Gregory Foster breaks the record for eating the most Carolina Reapers in 1 minute. And rest in peace to two of the world's heaviest cats.
All right, so now here I go.
1945, Truman announces inquiry into the state of Israel. This prompted the question, was Haberdasher Harry a Zionist? No, I don't believe he was. President Harry Truman was actually in favor of the Morrison-Grady Plan, which would establish a federated Palestine with autonomous Jewish and Arab regions. On the other hand, after seeing the destruction in Nazi concentration camps after World War II, because he was a human being, Harry Truman sympathized with the Jews and felt they should have their own states. Putting a Jewish state in Arabsville is like putting a kitten into a cave full of bears. Or is it? Well, the Arabs sure didn't think so. Arabs believe that's not a kitty cat, that's a lion. So, how's this going to work politically? It won't. It never has. But Truman, being a modern-day Cyrus, the Persian king who overthrew the Babylonians in 593 BCE and helped the Jews who were being imprisoned in Babylon to return to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple. An autonomous state for the Jews in Palestine? Good luck. American Jews angrily denounced the Morrison-Grady Plan, which threatened Truman's chances of re-election, especially in New York. So, how could Truman get the Jews and Palestinians to live side by side, especially when the Jews would take 80% of the area? As Truman said so himself, quote, Jesus Christ couldn't please the Zionists when he was here on earth, so how could anyone expect that I would have any luck? Unquote. Good question. Combined with Osama bin Laden's 1996 fatwa against the American Crusaders, peace is no longer an option. Truman had other reasons to be very cautious about how to handle this, since there was fear that the Middle East and so much of its needed oil supply would side with the communists in the Soviet Union. On November 13, 1945, Truman announced the establishment of a panel of inquiry to look into this Jewish state. Probably not because he was a Zionist, but because he was a politician in the end.
1966, Bingham Canyon Mine becomes a historic landmark in Utah. You want some copper for your speakers? Well, assuming they're not Bluetooth, you'll find plenty of copper here. Actually, over 19 million tons of it. Bingham, in the Okra Mountains in Salt Lake County, is the world's largest man-made excavation. The operations that run this place are so gigantic that the electric shovels can be seen from outer space while extracting nearly 100 tons of copper in one scoop. The trucks that are used to haul this makes it look like we're in Giantville, and the sheer size of it can hold some 9 million people. Rock on! 2016, Gregory Foster sets the record for the most Carolina Reaper chilies eaten in 1 minute. You gotta be careful with this stuff. The Carolina Reaper, which originates out of the Rock Hills, South Carolina, has been known to constrict veins in the brain and cause headaches that feel like thunderclaps. The method used to determine the hot of the chili is registered in SHU, or SHU as I call it, which is the Scoville Heat Unit. Pepperhead.com has determined that the Carolina Reaper has a SHU of 2.2 m, more than the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion, the Pot Dougla, Pot Primo Trinidad Scorpion Butch, and all the others. On this day in 2016, the Puckerbutt People Company put on a Reaper eating challenge, and Gregory Foster took the glory after hauling in 120 grams of that inferno. I'm just glad I didn't have to share the bathroom with him later on that night. 2002. Ross Ward, who turned the Old West into Tinkertown, passed away. In Sandia Park, New Mexico, Ward started making miniature carved wooden figures and displaying them in a traveling exhibit, going to county fairs and such. But now it's taken a life of its own in a town of its own. Tinkertown's 22-room museum hosts really cool Wild West wonders. He got his influence way back in junior high by carving circus performers. And why not? Circus performers defy both lions and gravity. And the American Wild West has the best traveling circus performers. What started out in the early 1980s was a one-bedroom museum, which since has turned into a giant roadside attraction that's visited by 20,000 people every year. The website compares it to Grandma Prisby's Bottle Village in California and Reverend Howard Finster's Paradise Gardens in Georgia. For kicks and 25 cents, Esmeralda the fortune teller will predict your destiny. If you don't like what the great Esmeralda says, you can get serenaded by Otto the one-man band. By the way, one of the 22 rooms contains 50,000 glass bottles. Check it out. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for November 13th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, was Truman a Zionist in your opinion? Let me know what your thoughts are on that.
Have you ever eaten a Carolina Reaper? Is it anything like eating a Black Widow?
Have you ever been to Tinkertown? So yeah, let me know what you think. And while you're on the website, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. Good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Ben Franklin, Moby Dick, The Pig Stand, plus sports historical news with the Phoenix Suns, as well as baseball MVP and Cy Young Awards. So don't miss it! And until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.